Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending November 21st, 2008. This is news writer Colin Steele. Recently, Associate Features Editor Elaine Hom and Senior News Editor Barb Darrow sat down with Microsoft's Chris Caron to talk about NAV 2009, the company's new ERP software, which was just announced this week. Here's what he had to say.
And now we're being joined in studio by Chris Caron, General Manager of Product Management at Microsoft Business Solutions. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
My pleasure. It's great to be here. Thanks.
Why don't you tell us what's new and different about this new version of, I keep wanting to say NavVision, but I guess it's Nav now, and why VARs need to know about it.
NAV 2009, which ships in 14 languages December 1st, it's a big, big step forward for the product on a number of dimensions. Probably the biggest one when you see it is the user experience. So we've moved from a more traditional ERP user experience where the focus is on a power user or a specialist who uses the application as part of their daily job to more of a role-tailored user experience. Looks a lot more like traditional web applications. Simple, intuitive, designed for occasional users and power users, combining both things like workflow and alerts that might relate to someone's role, as well as integrated business intelligence. So the types of metrics and KPIs they care about around their job performance and their team's performance.
So if I'm the comptroller of the company or if I'm an inventory clerk, I'll see a different interface based on what my needs are.
Yeah, that's right. So the product comes out of the box of 21 different prepackaged roles. So finance roles, sales roles, HR roles, you can take them and adapt them to more specific needs, and partners can take those role centers, adapt them for industry needs, or build net new role centers as well.
Are you trying to get more U.S.-based VARs for this line as opposed to the Great Plains lines or Xapta, or can you talk a little bit about
that? Yeah, GP, NAV, and AX are all three very core products to our U.S. business, and we're actively recruiting VARs for all three product lines. There are strengths and weaknesses for different product lines. So depending on the focus of the VAR, meaning types of customers, industry, NAV could be the right solution, or it could be GP, or it could be AX.
Why don't you tell us what the target VAR would be in terms of vertical or size of companies targeted? Why would a VAR want NAV versus something else?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start with AX because AX is probably most distinct. That product line is designed for larger organizations, anywhere up to 7,000 or 8,000 employees. Tends to be best for multinational deployments where you worry about different currencies, different time zones, different sites and things like that. So more complex organizations. NAV and GP are designed for organizations more in the 50 to 1,000 employee range. NAV is best for VARs and ISVs that want to take the application into verticals or micro verticals. So build extensions and have a very targeted solution for, it could be for specialty grocers, could be for chemical manufacturers in a particular micro vertical. It's a very easy to extend application that helps you get to a very specific solution. GP, on the other hand, is more of a general purpose application with depth in financials for companies looking for strong, payables, receivables, general ledger, and reporting.
So if I'm a VAR and I'm interested in NAV and part of my job would be to customize it for, a vertical or build some kind of niche application, are all the tools needed right in the product itself, or am I going to need, some version of Visual Studio or whatever?
So NAV 2009 fully embraces .NET, so you can work with the application or more and more commonly work through Visual Studio. So if you're familiar with Visual Studio, you can now leverage that application programming interface as well as, your .NET knowledge to extend NAV. The two things to know about NAV, which are very different beyond user experience compared to the previous version, are three-tier architecture. So it takes advantage of SQL Server for the first time for both things like reporting services as well as just general database capabilities inside of SQL Server. And we've also delivered a broad set of web services as part of NAV 2009, which helps VARs and ISVs build and integrate add-ons into the application and also integrate NAV 2009 into other applications and legacy type of software programs inside of the customer's site.
And the legacy NAV customers, are they mostly on another database? Did NAV come with its own database
before? Yeah, NAV previously came with its own database.
Okay, so basically this is a big change.
We're leveraging SQL Server, yeah. It's a big change, but we've been doing a lot of work in a preview, technology preview, with customers and also with partners, and the feedback's been very, very good, both on the end user productivity gains from the new user experience, as well as the ease of moving from traditional NAV two-tier technology to NAV three-tier, given its very .NET standard technology and approach.
If I'm going to deploy this ERP solution, what other parts of the Microsoft stack do I have to have installed?
On the server side, it's SQL Server and Windows Server. And as you mentioned, Visual Studio could be the application for doing development if you choose. And then on the client, it's just Windows, which could be XP or could be Vista.
Great. Well, thanks for stopping by, Chris.
My pleasure. Thanks, Barb.
We'll be off next week, but we'll be back in December with new podcasts to get you through the end of the year. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all your IT channel professional needs. For Elaine Hom and Barb Darrow, this has been Colin Steele. Thanks for listening and have a happy Thanksgiving.